It's another Manly Monday, and this Manly Monday, we're gonna call back to a video that got a lot of people unnerved. The what about when you say this, women hear that. And I was just trying to be helpful, letting people see the differences, but people had very, very strong emotional reactions to it. And I get it. I guess I'm just so used to not hearing the same things other women do from conversations that I've worked really, really hard on it. But I expected it to be uncomfortable. I didn't expect it to be painful or traumatic for people. So I'm going to go through some of the reasons why women hear things so very differently than men. Because a lot of guys, they were quite upset and hesitant to bring it up to me. And I'm glad they did bring it up to me, because now I can do this follow up content. But yeah, it was a tender subject, and basically, men and women don't listen to things involving language the same ways on the neuroscience level. So this is actually a thing. If you like this sort of content, help support this channel. Become a monthly patron, patreon.com/LeannaK, or buy a one-time Leanna Care session for someone can use it but can't afford it. Very, very important. We have people that need this help. Coffee.com/LeannaK. Okay. So, caveat, a lot of people, when we start talking about the brain, people confuse nature and nurture. The brain is very, very plastic, very neuroplastic. And so we don't know how much in adults is nature and how much is nurture. Doing experiments on children and babies, there are a lot of ethical concerns there, so we don't get a lot of stuff with children and babies for understandable reasons. But we don't know in adults how much of this is, it's like this from birth, because obviously anything involving language is a learned skill. And so the brain is going to adapt to the stimulus it's given regarding language. And we know we do talk to baby boys and baby girls, or babies assigned male and babies assigned female, very different. And in that case, that is not just political correct language. There have been studies where researchers dressed up baby boys like baby girls and dressed up baby girls like baby boys, and even their own parents treated them differently. So we are assigning certain socializations to babies. And my dad wanted a boy, raised me as a boy. And yeah, a lot of the corrections I've had to make in conversation correlate with that. So make of that what you will. Men and women do listen differently on the level of where the brain lights up, where it's going on. Men rely on one particular side of the brain while listening. Women use both sides of the brain. Now, this is not about intelligence. These studies were controlled for intelligence and cognitive abilities. This is difference in processing, not better or worse processing. But men, the abundance of gray matter that we see more in men than women, obviously individual results vary, but men tend to have more gray matter, which as best anyone can tell right now, helps with localized tasks. Women have, as a rule, more white matter, which helps with fitting in, assimilating into society, figuring out what to do in different social situations, and language skills. Again, this doesn't mean that men are incapable of listening. The research indicates no, men can listen. The way language, the way communication is interpreted is very, very different. So, what it found is that men will listen for information. Basically, tell me what you want me to do and tell me how to do it. The information required to successfully complete a task or solve a problem. Yes, we're going into stereotypes here, but, you know, the whole fixer thing, right, that plays into that. Whereas women focus more, as a rule, not all, on the emotional tone of a conversation. Now, again, we don't know whether this is nature or nurture. This could be totally social programming because, let me tell you, I really had to work on emotional content in messages, you know, like, what's wrong? Nothing. I didn't understand saying nothing when something was wrong, but that's not normal. And that's why when something like, I think you're interesting, gets dissected and pulled apart by women as potential negatives, even if men mean it as a compliment. I mean, there's the lower, thing of, is it really a compliment? Is anybody particularly interested in being interesting? Now, okay, most guys would be, yes, I'm very interested in being interesting because I'm interested in being useful. Whereas women have a different social relationship with that kind of stuff. And because women are constantly scanning more for threats or those dreaded red flags in a conversation, there's going to be much more nuance and granularity applied to a statement like you're interesting, which is often intended as complimentary. I know the one I'm personally sick of, and I have been sick of this for a really long time, is the whole concept of hot, you know? And it seems to have gotten worse when I was of the age to be generally considered hot. You know, it's gotten worse now. Because in the 80s and in the 90s, there was an element of personality to that that was very much played up as injectables and cosmetic surgery procedures have become cheaper and more widely available. It has become very much a physical characteristics bingo, to the point that the minute you get a caramel-skinned girl who looks like she's had a few meals in a game, some guys just completely freak out, say it's woke, and that the game hates them. They're not playing it. Now, that is an example of reading a lot into a game, because I know a lot of artists who just draw what they like, and a lot of game devs who are like, no, I, you know, my girlfriend looks like that, or my wife looks like that, I want to put her in the game. We don't know what the intentions of that are. People like a lot of different things, but that has become this symbol. You know, there are things that men read as more, I want to say threatening, but maybe that's the word. You know, sort of chaining a heuristic to, oh, the minute she starts coming at me with this, I'm in for it. When men comment on a lot of elements of a woman's personality, appearance, this, that, and the next thing, women have been trained to believe that, okay, this is a red flag, and if you let that go, something bad is going to happen and it's going to be your fault, which is why it's the don't get falsely accused of girl world. And a lot of communications between women are absolutely loaded with subtext. If somebody says I'm fine more than twice, I assume they're not fine. And the more times they say they're not fine, the more I realize they're absolutely the opposite of fine. Because like, I'm fine. Okay, possibly believable. No, really, I'm fine. Okay, now I'm at 50-50. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. When someone's, they're trying to convince themselves, right? And that's why everything's so charged, right? It's nothing. It's nothing. It's fine. No, you look great. You know, all this stuff, women grow up because women are stuck in the nice game. Women have a lot of experience. And I know some men who also have this experience from women, of a woman pretended to a girl, pretended to be nice to them, to get something out of them, or to make a fool out of them. Like make them think she liked them to get them to do something embarrassing. Then it was, you know, she was put up to it as part of a bully campaign. That kind of thing. That's very real. And some guys are like, yeah, I know exactly what that's like. Some guys don't. Pretty much every woman has had an experience with someone maliciously two-faced like that. And so every compliment is possibly an insult. I know this is messed up. And there are further socialization things. We don't have the time to get into all the socialization differences at play here. Hopefully I've established what the socialization differences are. The point is, it is possible to understand each other. It is possible to pay a compliment that a woman will believe. A big, big thing that is important to remember when wondering why women interpret things the way women do is that, as a rule, men are more likely to be assumed to have earned their job, to be competent at what they do for a living, whereas women have the experience of feeling like they constantly have to prove that they know what they're doing. And that's why when you explain something, for instance, men will do it to each other and it's like, yeah, 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 you know, yeah, the agreement. Whereas women will read it as, are you telling me you think I don't know how to do my job? Do you think I don't know this? It's completely different. And God, I mean, yeah, games journalists before it was trendy to have a bunch of women at websites. And, you know, that's one of those things that I had to be aware. I was super offended when I felt like game devs were talking down to me when I went to various trade shows. But then one day I actually watched when, you know, the much prettier major network affiliate would sit down and she would not know where the start button was. And so after that, I'm like, oh, okay, this is what these people demoing the game deal with all day. They're using a heuristic. They're not trying to be condescending. They're trying to be helpful. And so After that, I adapted my approach and said, you don't have to teach me the basics. Like, I'll start. If I have a question, I'll ask you. Okay. They're like, all right. They appreciate that because I've set an expectation. They don't have to tell me to start the game, press start. What baffled me with that is, you know, the blinking press start on the bottom of the screen. Yeah. Apparently the very pretty, clearly surgically altered with, you know, a $400 color job in her hair, major network affiliate, and some cable stations. A lot of female tech reporters at the time, the extent of their tech skills was the ability to read a teleprompter and use a Nintendo DS. But, you know, I set the expectation that they don't have to do that, so I helped them avoid a faux pas. We were good. We got to the chase much faster. It was a much better experience. But that's, you know, that's meeting somebody halfway. And so everybody is an individual. The number of people who ask, well, how many people did you ask had autism? It's like half of them. Oh, you know, they were looking for any reason to, because I think a lot of people heard those conversions and think, oh, it's hopeless. I'm just going to get in trouble no matter what I do. And that's not true. What to do, and this is true for everybody, is slow the conversation down some. Because the whole hot thing, like every woman I know, that doesn't mean all women. It means every woman I know is sick of it. And most of the men I know are sick of it because they're not interested in the, you know, bleach blonde or highlighted, or now it's brown hair with the anime giant eyes and the filler lips and obviously the chin implant and the lipo and the Brazilian butt lift and the breast implants. And they don't like that. Some guys do. Fine. But, you know, they don't like that. They're like, you know, looks may get my attention, but a woman's got to have to hold a conversation. Now, most women, when they hear that, it's like, well, I'm not good looking enough to get men's attention. And that is another thing that women are trained in, that the bar is so high in terms of what is considered beautiful in media aimed at girls, that's why you see the attempts at body diversity, because it's like, no, you can be included in this story. A lot of guys who are complaining about the inclusion of characters like this don't realize that, yes, it's not fun to be a guy who, you know, isn't doing the 12-week keto diet for a movie, which is stupid. I mean, we had a whole conversation on the Discord over the weekend about, there were photos of like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and this tabloid was going on about his dad bod, and we were like, what's wrong with the way he looks? So one thing to keep in mind is media is not reality, but girls are picked on by their own mothers, their own sisters, other women about weight, or most of the people that go on about how old, fat, and ugly I am are other women. There are some particular jerk men who do it too, but it's primarily other women. And even though I find the whole thing incredibly boring, I feel the need to go, yes, I know I'm old. Yes, I know I'm ugly. Yes, I know I'm fat. Yes, I know I'm this. I'm not nice enough. I'm not. Check, 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 check. Womaning wrong, womaning wrong, womaning wrong, womaning wrong. But I'm still allowed to have an opinion. This is female socialization, because if I don't do that, then various gatekeepers figure they have to tell me, Hassan Piker, that I am not fuckable enough to have an opinion on Mortal Kombat 10. And oh man, that thing over the weekend where he was complaining about not having enough viewers, that was, I forced myself not to feel good about that. But I mean, for every one guy who does that, five or six women will make comments. Because it is very, very competitive, which is dumb. But, you know, when you step back as somebody who, you know, doesn't want to be liked for these reasons, doesn't want to be hot. Because I've done that. And it's boring. And it's painful. And it's a lot of work. And the minute you realize how fake it is, it no longer holds an appeal. And I know people, I know guys who are like, I think it holds an appeal. Okay, but dude, she's not always going to look like that. So really, what is this about? You know, not only is that 2 to 3 hours of work to look camera ready, but people age, and the more surgeries you have, the more likely the surgeries are to be botched. So, you know, I said on the Discord over the weekend, getting better friends is safer and cheaper than a Brazilian butt lift. You know, those lips are getting just ridiculous. And, you know, some people say, oh, you're shaming. You're shaming. It's like, no, it's not shaming to say that some of these popular surgeries and other cosmetic procedures are lateral moves. And in an age where everybody is up in arms about gender-affirming surgeries for trans youth, cisgender women are pumping themselves full of so many chemicals and getting so many surgeries before they turn 18. No, really. There's a lot of, you know, when a woman gets a nose job or a chin implant, that is a facial feminization surgery. You know, the lip plumping, that's a facial feminization process. It's looking more optimally female. And holy shit, like, I have never understood the ideals we set. They are more about what is expensive and time consuming than what actually reads as attractive to our brain. And that frustration is why women parse things differently than men. But, you know, then you get the men who, you need to learn to handle criticism, is something I hear a lot more from men than women. Now, that could just be my anecdotal sample size. And that I have found what that actually is I don't feel heard. But I'm not going to do that translation. And it's perfectly okay to set that boundary for yourself with women. You know, it is perfectly fine to set a boundary in your relationships that if you don't want to be mind read, you have every right to go, no, please, if you think I'm saying something, please ask. Don't say it to me like it's fact. I do that. I have a zero mind reading policy. And that's, you know, that's why that thing that happened last week of me saying, why do you keep saying I'm ignoring someone? Since ignoring is a deliberate act, you don't know that. Part of the thing of building trust, especially building trust across differences, and unfortunately gender is treated as this massive difference in society now. You know, we don't segregate bathrooms on, well, we still do segregate bathrooms based on social class because there are executive washrooms and then there's staff washrooms, right? No bathrooms for customers, bathrooms for customers only, right? We don't segregate on race anymore. We do segregate on gender. Why? Reasons. There's nothing scientific about it. It's a modesty norm. And people have, you know, then we get into, no, it's for the safety of women. And this is where we get into what's underlying all the coding. Because, especially with men, I don't know of anybody who's dated a guy who somebody hasn't said, he's not good enough for you. He's going to use you. He's going to cheat, like some kind of doom and gloom. And so the minute somebody says that, if that actually ends up happening, women blame themselves. A lot of men blame themselves too when a woman cheats, but women, this tends to be the thing of, I should have known, all these reasons, blame, 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 because women are trained to take on too much responsibility for the domestic sphere. Not by men, by our mothers and our aunties and the whole fucking world. And so that means there is this constant, this constant gatekeeping of, okay, well, if something bad here happens, it's my fault. So no, you know, constant finding reasons to opt out. And a guy, you know, and there are a lot of nonverbal cues of, huh, you're interesting. You know, if somebody's saying, huh, that's interesting about something you're saying. Okay, that's about what you're saying. But the number of guys are, huh, you're interesting. And it's such a pickup artist line. And that's when I immediately go to, oh, do fuck yourself. You know, like, oh, just don't. Don't do that. So, and it's one word there, right? That's interesting versus you're interesting, as if one, the person saying it has any right to judge me based on one conversation. You know, I may be the most boring person on the planet. I just got lucky this one time. But also, like, who the hell are you to decide whether I'm interesting or not? Like, I don't care about your judgment. And I know, you know, a lot of guys are like, well, I need that conversation to stay interested. And that's good, right? That is good. What you have to keep in mind is the sheer number of these judgments that if even one goes against you, women are trained to believe that means he thinks you're not good enough and he's going to abuse you. And then it's your fault because you didn't notice the warning signs. You didn't properly safeguard. What were you thinking? And, you know, that goes back, even though we're not supposed to go, well, did you have to wear that revealing outfit? It still happens. It does. Well, did you lead him on? Still happens. It does. It sucks. And, you know, it's happening to men, too. Instead of it getting better for women, it's getting worse for men, because now there's this, you know, the same recriminations happen with men when they miss a few warning signs about a woman possibly not being very honest and a grade A, you know, pro victim. And the minute her feelings get hurt, oh, you assaulted her, you abused her, you raped her. Men get blamed for failing to prevent that. It's a race to the bottom. None of it works. So what does work? Like I said, focus on her points, not overall judgment of her as a character, as a character early on. You know, like I said, I find nails. I don't do anything with my nails, so I'm opting out of this. But if a woman has spent a lot of time on a manicure, if it's fancy, that's intended to be noticed. That took work. Compliment that instead of you're beautiful or you're hot. It's intended as a compliment, but often it doesn't read as it. It's stupid. It's weird because beautiful is better than hot because it's less just sex object, right? Depending on the context, it still really can go awry. It's one of those statements that women desperately want to hear and then don't trust it when they hear it. It's like the equivalent of, no, it's okay to talk about your feelings for men. It's like, yeah, right. When's the rug going to get pulled out from underneath us, right? We can understand that. And It really is about getting to know people and focusing on, you know, something, being complimented on something that's expressing your personality. Like, people do appreciate if you notice that they change their hair, you know, and you like it. Because that was a choice they made and they want it validated. You know, new glasses. Hey, that looks good. Anything that is a deliberate choice. Not, you have such beautiful eyes. It's like, they came with my face. Thanks. And I don't mind if I have really fucked up, like, wolf eyes. So a lot of things I kind of like that people don't find freaky, but that's a ginger problem. But I'm trying to give general advice for safe talking to women, not my freakish ass. And because I'm so post this stuff most of the time, and, you know, part of that is I had extreme body dysmorphia as a teenager. It still flares up. Recovering anorexic. So, you know, when Stalker Chan calls me fat, it's like, thanks for noticing. I'm in recovery. Jerk. But there are all these double-edged swords, and that's what makes this so difficult to navigate. And the important thing to recognize is this is not something women are doing to men. This is something that society does to men and women. And so complimenting a point, a specific point, like, that was a really interesting thing you said about that, is much better than you're interesting. But women want more detail. So instead of a vague thing like that, that is the beginning of a conversation. And if, oh, really? Tell me more. Tell her more. And yes, you're afraid you're going to say something stupid, but that's exactly the point. It's effort. And especially if you want the kind of woman who spends 45 minutes on her hair in the morning and 30 minutes on her makeup minimum, you got to show some effort yourself. So if you're showing up in jeans and a t-shirt, and like, you just, if it took you 15 minutes to get ready in the morning, you better put the effort into the conversation if you want it to feel like, to the woman, that you're putting in as much effort as she is, that you are as invested, you are doing the work. It's not the same work, but be interested in what she's interested in. Validate and seem interested in her opinions, not just the way she looks, and don't get into a fight and why she's wrong. Like, just that, that's why I'm so rough on commenters who come at me that way. Cause it's like, dude, I don't care, but you're constantly complaining about having no one in your life. Maybe this is why. And so it really is all about effort. Song says this all the time. It is all about effort, and it is just about consideration. Something as simple as correcting, don't take this the wrong way, but to, I hope this doesn't come across the wrong way, but, you know, you look really good. Something like that. The understanding that it might be putting someone on the spot, or like, not to put you on the spot, you know, not to make you self-conscious, but I think you look really great today. Not that you don't always look great. You look especially great today, right? That took some work. That is the guy equivalent of spending 2 hours getting ready. That is the core of what it's about when you're trying to figure out why some of these things land differently. So that was a lot. Looking forward to your questions so we can continue to unpack this. Happy Easter Monday for those who celebrate. I don't. Help support this channel. Become a monthly patron. Patreon.com/LeannaK. Mouth isn't working. Or buy a one-time Leanna Care session for someone can use it but can't afford it. Coffee.com/LeannaK. Please help with the one-on-one sessions. There is a need for it. Thanks for watching Manly Mondays.